Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member. And in this lecture, I'm gonna be going over mediation, moderation, and effect modification. Now, I did make a previous video on some of these subject matters. However, I showed the model, kind of a helicopter view of this, and I'm gonna provide you how to actually run these models in SPSS. I'm not going to do a demo. I'm just going to show you the theoretical approach to understand this. So let's go ahead and get started. Let's start with moderator. And for the moderator, you actually have, when you're thinking that, you're thinking about an interaction term. So you have beta naught, and then plus beta 1 x 1. And I know that for some of you, when you see x's, kind of this becomes complicated. Then you want to do beta 2 x 2, and then add beta 3, and so beta 3 is interacting, is moderating. So this is beta 3 is beta 2 times beta 1, and then this can be x3. So let's take a look what this means in terms of actual variables. So let's say that we're trying to take a look at the interaction between moderation between diabetes and obesity. So of course beta naught stays the same, that's the intercept, and then you're looking at diabetes. And then you're looking at obesity, that's beta 2. And then you're looking at another coefficient, that is diabetes interacting with obesity. So you're looking at diabetes individually, obesity individually, and then the interaction term that is taking place, or moderation that is taking place, these are one and the same, between diabetes and obesity. So there's an interaction between beta 1 and beta 2, and that's what this is demonstrating. Now let's take a look at mediation. Let's erase this. So let's take a look at mediation. Mediation is slightly different, and I'm going to show the diagram here. A is related to B, and then C is related to A and B. And the way you can demonstrate that, basically, when you remove C out of the equation, then A and B are no longer statistically significant. So let's see how that works in a logistic or linear regression format. So when you're looking at this, say you have, again, beta naught, beta plus, beta 1 x 1, and then beta 2 x 2. So basically, if beta 1 is mediating the relationship, then once you remove beta 2 out of the equation, then beta 1 and y are no longer significant, because they equal to something at some point. So let's take a look at our original example of diabetes and obesity. So let's say, let's still have beta naught because that's the intercept, and then diabetes is obesity. So is obesity mediating the relationship between diabetes and, we can say, MI, myocardial infarction? So the question is obesity mediating the relationship between diabetes and MI? So this is actually statistically significant right here, this relationship. However, once you remove obesity, then does diabetes still have a relationship with MI? And if the relationship is no longer there, then you know obesity is moderating this relationship. So that's how that mediation works. Now, let's say we want to do effect modification. There's actually, before I start talking about this, there's actually multiple ways that you can calculate or understand effect modification. And the way I like to do this is a stratified analysis. And what that means is that you're looking at the main relationship, and then you're looking at a stratified relationship. So what that means is, for instance, say gender is actually related to, let's say, obesity. So what do you want to do here? And let's say there's additional variables. So you have age and gender, and that is connected to obesity. Now we want to find the modification. Say we want to find the modification that gender does on the relationship between age and obesity. So you complete a stratified analysis. So you complete. And here you complete an analysis for males and then separately for females. So let's say that among males, is there a connection between age and obesity? And then for females, is there a connection between age and obesity? If there's a connection, between age and obesity among males and females, you know that there's a complete effect modification taking place. Even if there is actually a significant relationship only among males and not among females, that's still stratification, because in a gender stratified relationship, there's actually differential significance between males and females. So this talk summarizes the moderation, mediation, and effect modification. And I hope this theoretical foundation had made sense. Thank you for listening.